to the 4Jack Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Tour Trash Sundays presented by TaylorMade Golf. We are fresh off the AT&T Byron Nelson Classic. This is an interesting one. K.H. Lee repeats on the win, defends his title successfully, and takes a one-shot lead over basically a major championship field. But before we get into that, let's just say hello to Derek. He's the only one joining us on the pod tonight. We have a little COVID situation happening in the center of the universe. But D-Man, what's happening in SoCal?
Well, you know, you never want to make fun of COVID when it hits David's family, so I won't say anything. If Spieth won, I think we'd have found a way. But that being said, I do wish Team Brisson the best, as they are definitely dealing with COVID with some young ones. We don't like to do the COVID talk, but obviously thoughts go out to David and make sure everything's good there. But no, good day. Didn't have to work today. It was a quiet Sunday for me, running some errands, but did get lucky enough, we'll talk a little later, got to go down to San Diego and play Torrey South yesterday. So we can kind of recap that at the end. Was a good day, kind of one of those, as the skiers say, it was a bluebird day down there, about 72 and perfect. So it was for the taking, and that's a very rare thing at the South.
Yeah, that's awesome. You didn't get any of that coastal weather, no breeze, just perfect day. Nice little walk around the golf course.
100%. And as that was my very first golf job outside of Minnesota. So I've seen some shit at that facility. I have seen some things that are hard to explain, but I've never seen weather as good as it was yesterday. So just because in honor of DJB, we'll just do a quick little weather talk there and then we can move on.
Like that. All right. AT&T Byron Nelson Classic, McKinney, Texas. Obviously the golf course was prime time. The weather was fantastic. We had a stacked leaderboard, and they were talking about this even before the boys teed off on Thursday. This was going to be a blowout kind of golf course. A lot of birdies to be had. Not a real tough golf course. Greens were absolute pool tables. I mean, these guys were making putts from everywhere, but I was really, really surprised to see K.H. Lee take it down. And I mean, it was there for the taking. There was a lot of guys that were going low consecutively, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, some super low rounds. Xander Schauffele looked like he had the clubhouse lead for a while, looked like he wasn't even going to get touched. And then all of a sudden in the back nine, these guys started making a run. It was just absolute craziness.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I noticed too is Spieth's got to be in front. Jordan has to be out front. That's just the way I believe. That putt on 17 was probably the most un-Spieth putt I've seen in a long time, because everybody on television with the fireworks kind of thought that was going to go in and let's go play 18, right? Then you got someone like Hideki who hit quite possibly what might be the best shot I've seen on television all year with that second shot in 18. So, you know, it looks like people are rounding into form. It goes back to the age old question. Do you like 25 or do you like six? I don't know. Somewhere in the middle a little bit, you know, but obviously McKinney Ranch looked as though it was in perfect condition. The scoring conditions obviously were low, but when Hideki shoots 10 and Xander shoots 11, you might be teetering on something. I know social media is not that fond of this golf course, but you know what? Social media is wrong about 90% of the time. So F them. But that being said, I do really think that some of the names we saw today, and you know, I think it's a great precursor to next week, right? I would love for Xander to be rounding into form. I would love for Hideki to be putting the way he putted. I would love to see JT, who wasn't in joggers today, was in very, you know, couture, as I'm going to call them, tailored pants. They were tight. I'm not sure I could have ever worn those even at four, but God bless him. You know, and then even guys like Kuchar, you know, Schwartzel. I mean, you had some of the old guards, or as we like to call them, David Brisson's Masters picks, were kind of sneaking up there as well. So, you know, it was a very odd day. I do like Sebastian Munoz's game a lot. I love the way that dude drives the golf ball. But it was really good for me to see Xander, because I think he's the X factor. I think golf's a lot better when John and Xander play well, right? So if Rahm and Xander are in there, that just complements Jordan and Justin and some of these other guys. I think we really miss Brooks. I think golf's a little bit stale, as I don't think Patrick Reed kind of has that same game anymore, as he just keeps switching sponsors and golf clubs. But I do think Brooks and Dustin Johnson need to kind of have a resurgence here next week. It was good to see the big cat hitting balls, and we'll get into that in a little bit as well. But as an overall affront today, I think it's exactly what it needed, right? Guys are warm. They have good weather. They're going to get used to the heat a little bit. You saw a lot of white and light colored shirts today, which you'll probably see next week. It'll be the opposite in the scoring. Although I do think that the weather, it sounds like, in the golf course, sounds like it's in great shape. So if weather cooperates, and I've not looked at the forecast, I usually don't do that till Tuesday, so I don't wreck the prep. But for me, I just think that it was good to see birdies, and I hope that the guys on the leaderboard today are absolutely there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, I think the guys that played well this week, it's a lot of confidence going into next week. We did see on social media that JT and Spieth made it out there for a practice round. It was pretty casual, but the weather did look really good. The golf course presented really well on social media, really green. Greens looked phenomenal. I mean, obviously, they've done a lot of work up there to get the course ready for a PGA Championship, and it should be a really good week. Obviously, like you said, the guys are rounding into form. We got all the top tier guys that are playing well moving into next week, so that's pretty exciting. Funny thing, you did mention Schwartzel. The elephant in the room, I guess, PGA of America announced that Phil's not going to be playing next week. And being first alternate, Charles Schwartzel gets into the PGA Championship. So maybe that's a little bit of foreshadowing going into next week. But thoughts on Phil not defending his title this week?
Well, we all know I'm kind of off on the Phil thing for a couple of years now. But, you know, I'm not sure that I'm curious to see what suspension means, right? Like, he's worried about suspension. Like, I don't think you have to play to be suspended. If they want to do something, just do it then, right? And for me to not have the defending there, or to not have that storyline, either he's worried or his game isn't good enough, or a combination of both, right? I think it's a little of both. You know, since Phil won last year, there hasn't been a lot of his golf game that's been, you know, what I'm going to call something you can write home about, right? Obviously, his sponsors have kind of moved on. He's still with his club company, and I think that might be an eternal thing. Obviously, him and Ely had a different relationship. But that being said, the way I look at this is that I think he knew it would be a distraction. I don't think he wants to sit up and answer questions for essentially what would be 5 days, right, Monday through Friday. I would not think he's going to make the cut. You know, the one great thing about the LIV, as long as he doesn't talk to the Saudis, he probably isn't going to get a lot of bad questions. So I think that it makes sense. And as a member of the PGA and having some of our best club professionals in this event, I think that if some of that light can shine on them and away from Phil, then good for us. I think that, you know, the book hasn't come out yet. And I think that Alan obviously is all in on the other side of this. I don't think the author or the biographer has done any better than the subject, quite honestly. But I do think that it is going to really be the question. And I'm curious to see when JT and Bryson, who probably will be remote, asked a few questions, right? Or Tiger or Spieth or any of these guys, they're going to be asked, right? You know they're going to be asked.
Yep.
I wonder if there's going to be a quick moratorium, if they're going to just say, hey, let's move on. I don't want to answer this. So I'm hoping that a very, you know, honorable and venerable host site like the one they're playing at next week overshadows the Phil bullshit, because let's be honest, cancer culture is not my thing. But I think on this one, it's pretty well deserved. And I don't think it might necessarily be as deep, but I think that, you know, a little time out here might be okay. And if it keeps him away and we don't have to talk about Liv and we don't have to talk about Phil and we don't have to talk about suspensions and books, then you know what? Good for us, because that just means better golf coverage and probably a little bit deeper coverage. Obviously, Tiger will continue to annihilate the field in the extracurricular activity money list, if we want to call it that. But I do believe that, you know, I hope Tiger plays well, no better storyline, but I want one of these guys to win one. I want Xander to win one. I want JT to get, I want some of these guys to win one of these things just to kind of put that stamp on it. Right. You know, suddenly they're talking about President's Cup today and you forget that Immelman is a major champion. Well, that's a big deal. That's going to probably get you a captainship, which it did. You know, and some of these guys, I don't think are necessarily, they're kind of right on that precipice. And I really want one of these guys to win. I do think as we get into it, Rahm is the favorite. I just don't think a golf course could set up more for Rahm. Maybe unless Rory's on one of those heaters. I think John's got the strongest game out here to play that. And I do think scoring's going to be surprisingly low if weather cooperates, and even on a golf course that hard. I do agree with some of the pundits that are saying, I think that we might be at a point where low spinning technology and high end golf balls and really class athletes, I think you might see a culmination of just a fantastic week of just scoring.
Yeah, I think there's almost a shift now away from eyes on Scottie Scheffler. Obviously, Rory kind of finished out strong at the Wells Fargo. He's somebody we should definitely be keeping some attention to. Guys like Spieth, guys like JT, I don't know if Sergio's going to be a force. I made a comment a while back, and DJB's not here to sort of defend me or trash me on this one. But guys like J-Day, maybe there's a possibility. But I like Brooks coming into this one as well. I think that Cam Smith is even a guy to maybe keep some eyes on. I mean, hits the golf ball straight, hits it long, has been putting lights out. So it'll be nice to see, you know, what who's hoisting the trophy on Sunday. But I truly think, sort of alluding to what you're talking about, it's going to be one of the young guys.
I think so. And just keep your eyes on Joaquin Niemann. That's kind of my outlier, right? I think when you talk Sergio and you think scoring, you obviously think ball striking. And I don't think right now that anybody is crisper and hits it more flush right now than Niemann does. He doesn't necessarily chip and putt like a lot of the guys that win all of the time. But I do think right now he's just kind of always, he's kind of like my boy Siwoo, right? There's just certain guys that seem to hit it well enough to kind of just to live in that top 20 like Joaquin does. And as you know, I'm obviously a big Siwoo guy, but I think that if one of those guys streaky putt, make a couple of chips from places they probably shouldn't have, and you never know what's going to happen. But, you know, the PGA normally wants to be the scorable one, even on a golf course like Southern Hills. So hopefully the PGA lets it fly a little bit. That's why I'm hoping that McKinney Ranch today was a precursor to what's coming, right? We're gonna allow the best players in the world to go out there, and we're not going to just be stupid. And that's kind of the USGA's, and you know all about that from Bob King. Oh, yeah. we got a little different thought process.
I'm not walking into that dumpster fire right now. No thanks, D.
But yeah,
I think that
going forward, I think the PGA needs to be, you know, obviously if we play in the open and the weather's good over there, they can annihilate those golf courses without a little protection. But I do hope Southern Hills plays a little bit like McKinney Ranch today with a lot more teeth. So we can see somebody maybe 12 to 16 under, get a couple of low rounds, get a charge on Sunday. And as you said, to see Xander and Hideki go after it today and kind of get up that leaderboard and watch Jordan kind of hang around there, who, by the way, is driving it well. So good for him.
Yeah, really good. Really impressive to see him hit some fairways. Whatever that little rehearsal move he's got going to the top, feeling like he's, you know, cutting across the ball, that's really helping keep the ball on the short stuff. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. You know, and more importantly, good for him for doing it, right? Good for him for doing it. Who gives a shit what it looks like? You know, as somebody who lives and makes some money in this game professionally and does sees a lot of people, like a lot of people are just would never do that, right? If there's a drill that would hurt you, they'll do it when they practice. But you know, good for him. And if it gets him where he feels like it's going to be, not, you know, he can take one of the golf court, one of the sides out, then God bless him. And I applaud people who want to get better and are not really concerned about anything else. But I suppose with 68, 70 in the bank, it's probably a little easier to be that way too.
Yeah, swing your swing, right? Everybody else can kick rocks at that point. I mean, he's chasing major championships now. These guys are chasing wins. They talked about on the coverage. It's not necessarily about scoring anymore or looking pretty. These guys are going after the W and they want trophies. So whatever gets it done is fantastic. You kind of talked about it. Sort of the dark cloud is maybe removed now that Phil's not going to be a part of the PGA Championship. Nice to see Tiger. There was some speculation, but apparently all over social media now, he showed up on property. So obviously he's putting a tee in the ground Thursday, it sounds like, which is fantastic. Not sure that he's really there competitively. I mean, Augusta's a different golf course. That's kind of his sort of wheelhouse course. This is going to be a different testament. It's going to be a lot of walking, going to be a lot of long days. I don't know if he's, you know, stamina wise, he's going to be there, but let's hope he's on the leaderboard on Sunday making a charge.
Yeah, you know, and sneakily, he can't do his thing, right? Social media doesn't allow you to sneak in on the private jet, play, and go home. You used to be able to do that a lot, especially here in Augusta where there aren't social media cameras. But I'm a little curious to see how it all goes with him for one reason, is he's trying. He's geared up, right? He's trying. And that tells me that he's played multiple practice rounds. He was in slacks today. He was grinding today. His golf swing, while you can see there's a skosh less club head speed, looks like it's in a pretty good spot. Obviously, we know he's going to try and play it left to right, which is going to add a little bit to the golf course, but these guys hit it so far, it doesn't really matter at that point. But I am interested to see walking a golf course, probably a little heat, something, you know, and again, even Augusta, and I know it is hilly, but when you've done something for so long, it's not a challenge, right? Like he's played Augusta so many times that he doesn't feel the grass and the hills like it would be your first or second time or seeing it as a patron the first time. So I'm curious about the monster that is Southern Hills to just see how many teeth they allow it to have. But let's be honest, 10 footer for your life is probably still Tiger. So I don't know what else you'd say.
All day. All day. They talked about it before Augusta. Joey wouldn't have gone down to Florida to hang out with Tiger and carry his bag for a round of golf on a leisurely Sunday afternoon. So these guys are putting in the work. And I think, you know, maybe we're not focusing enough attention on what could be, but I don't know if I really like Tiger, but I bet you he's going to be there on the weekend.
Yeah, it'd be tough to bet him. But you know what? The one thing that kind of got out to me is on the social media front, of which we're trying to push a little bit on our podcast, is notice he wasn't any of the F1 Miami stuff. He wasn't any of the golf courses. You didn't see him. You saw everybody else, right? When you don't see Tiger at stuff like that, when Tiger's in Tiger mode, I know that I'm probably just reliving the past because I want it, but there's just something about this that just tells me dude's grinding. He's putting all the work in. Obviously, nothing motivates that guy. He's a little Jordan-like. It's all about naysayers, right? Tell me I can't. Tell me I won't. Tell me it's going to be too hard. Tell me it's too hilly. Tell me I can't turn it over anymore. Tell me. I just think that if he makes the cut, that is an enormous achievement. And who the hell knows, right? God bless him.
Yeah, it's anybody's golf tournament for sure. We can speculate all we want, but the truth will be told on Sunday afternoon on the back nine. That's for sure. We had you did mention this. We did have a pretty interesting week on social media. You guys did, well, actually Paul from Big Loud Music, friend of the show, put together a very nice edition of your little Mother's Day weekend boys trip, which is fantastic. So anybody looking for a little insight into the golf course these guys played, go check out our social media. That was a fun round of golf, or a couple of rounds of golf. You were out with Austin Adams, Paul Logan, and Hardy from Big Loud Music. So that's really fun. Did get some reposts on that, so that's pretty cool. Go over to our social medias and check that out. Other than that, you got any sneaky picks coming into this weekend? I know you said Yoko.
Yeah, like I said, I do like some of these younger guys. I just do. You know, I think that it just has gotten to a point where it's such a different game the way they play it. And with USC at Rolling Hills, and I watch these college kids, length is just different. And it's not length, it's power. It's not just ball flight, it's stratospheric ball flight. And you know, the descent and the holding, it's like today Hideki's, his fairway wood from, I mean, it landed and went like 10 feet and it traveled like 278 in the air. And it's like, I just don't know. I mean, even like today, let's look at KH, right? Dude put some time in the gym. You can obviously tell he's trying there. Cam Smith, like, it's the new way to play golf. And, you know, obviously Rory's different because the ground force he creates and the rotation is just, you know, it's golf porn to people that love good golf swings. But I just noticed these guys getting bigger and stronger and leaner and fitter. Hell, even Jordan is way bigger than you think he is in person, right? And so Justin Thomas pushing the weight with Colby Wayne and Joey D, and he's got the stable, and Lexi Thomas, and all these people that are just doing that side of it. It's kind of inspiring. So I'm anxious to see how this goes. Obviously Gary Player did it, Keith Clearwater. There's always been people who have worked out, but I don't think it's the way that the world works right now, right? There's millions of dollars on the line, and Koepka and DJ, and these guys are all stupidly in shape. And I want to see a power PGA. I want to see people attack the golf course, and I want to see what you can do in a major with as much force and strength as they have, and, you know, combining with a little elegance and grace. And, you know, that's where I said, I think that Siwoo or that Yako or some of these younger guys that are fearless and flush it, you know, all it needs on the PGA Tour, and you watch Craig Perks, you know, all these guys won big tournaments in their life, right? If you chip and putt it well one weekend, you never know what the hell's going to happen. And then you throw in the fact that you're a world-class ball striker. It's just so hard to handicap events because we all say the same 10 names and we're not surprised if it's not one of those 10, right? So I really do like Neiman. I do like Siwoo. And more importantly, I still think that Rahm's the guy to beat when it comes to just from tee to green. He's tough to beat.
Complete package. Well, I'm going to throw a pick out there. I think Colin Morikawa is the guy to keep eyes on. That's going to be my final say. I'm not going to put anybody else out there. That's my
best iron player in the world. It's not like you're going very far.
That's
so
my horse. For
I was going to say Jay Day. Just, I'm glad that dude, I mean, it's like went out and he turned the first 3 furlongs faster than anybody else. And now he finished dead last by about 16.
Oh man. Sad to see. Nice guy. It was, he had his run, but I think the back is in some bad shape. Maybe he's got to go see Tiger's doctor.
Well, but you know, as we elaborate on that, Parksy, it's like, Is that era of Jay Day and Tiger? Did they do it differently? Did they do it wrong? Is it not nearly? Was it more heavy weights? Like, only time's going to tell, but that generation of really good players have all broken down. Look at Justin Rose. I mean, look at Jay Day. Look at Tiger. You know, look at Phil. These guys had their things, and Phil's been pretty lucky because that swing has been pretty silky. He hasn't really dealt with a lot of injuries. He's just dealt with equipment stuff and probably some mental decisions in majors that he'd like back. But it's just different now. Every one of these guys is a 32 waist. Every one of these guys is fit. They V up from the way they V up as they go up into the shoulders.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm really excited to see what I think is going to be a collection of young people like Colin and these guys. And I'm ready for it. Golf needs it. It's been a boring stretch. You know, I'm trying not to be that guy, but I keep saying every week, the ladies are the most exciting golf tournaments to watch right now. And no offense to the senior tour, but God damn it, is that unwatchable. I mean, from Lanny Watkins all the way down. Like, I love me some Steve Stricker, but there's no way. I mean, if you told me I had to go clean the oven, I'd probably choose the oven. It's just awful. I mean, the presentation's awful. And it's like, I know that, you know, you got to have Miguel up there for something and Freddie playing the yellow ball, but it's just unwatchable.
It's painful, but it does get some attention and there are some big sponsors. One thing I did notice, and this is kind of off topic, but I saw Mike Weir on a Tour Exotics commercial this week during the Champions coverage. What the hell is going on?
You know, all of the original greats, McCarron has it now in there.
Is that the natural transition?
I guess so. Well, you know, maybe it's hotter. I don't know, but I guess you get to that point where no longer it's, you can wear squares or you can go to Tour Exotics or, I mean, they're great clubs. I sold the shit out of them when I was in the desert because the Mirage was hot. But again, it's weird, right? Like, it's weird that Callaway or TaylorMade wouldn't want to throw a little dough, but maybe Tour Exotic just found their niche and the senior tour is it. Let's get the bigger names. I mean, anytime Longer's in a commercial, he's probably, he or Hale Irwin probably go down as the best players of all time on that tour. So I get it, but I don't get it. But God bless Weirzy, man. You know what? You got a green jacket. You can do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yeah, good for him. He's doing some work up in Canada this week, I believe, at a couple of local tracks. DJB would have been able to talk to that. But Copetown Woods, friends of the show, has him out on the 22nd, I guess, for some kind of event. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, D, that's kind of all I got for tonight. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, just a couple of things. If you get to San Diego and you have a chance, play Torrey South. You know, for those that haven't watched it, they've really done an amazing job with tree removal and some things kind of in that back corner between 10 green and back up to the 15th green. The vistas are awesome. Golf course is in great shape. You know, there's not a lot of great golf courses in San Diego with probably the best weather in the world. So I just, if you haven't done the Torrey thing, it's worth it. If you can stay at the lodge for a night and maybe play north on the following day, it's really worth it. And the reason I say that is I'm a big fan of that municipality thought process. I think they've done a great job. Golf course was in really good shape yesterday. So, you know, shout out to Mike Giordano for getting us the time. It's always great to be down there. We drove back last night because we had to do a couple things early this morning. But it was fun. And, you know, outside of that, the only other thing I really would like to talk is just a little puck. I got to give you credit, you know, as somebody who has McDavid and Draisaitl on the same team. And obviously I live in LA and the Kings are young and they're scrappy and they pushed him to the brink. You could see it last night. We listened to it on the way home from playing golf at the South. And you could see they were tight. You know, Brownie was kind of the only one of the Kings that was skating like that. Quick stood on his head for essentially three periods just to keep it only two in. But, you know, my Wild lost and, you know, David's Bruins lost. And God damn it. As a Minnesota Gopher football fan, I know what heartbreak is like. But being a Maple Leafs fan has got to be right up there with being a Cubs fan before they won. Because, I mean, no team in professional sports loses like Toronto loses. They just don't. I mean, it can't even be scripted. I mean, I can't imagine the alcohol sales last night. The only way to have coped was just to get blackout drunk. I mean, it's just hard to watch.
Yeah, I watched a lot of the Toronto press conferences, and man, those boys were butthurt. It's sad because they're such a good hockey club. They have such good young talent.
Right.
And they just can't get it to the finish line.
Right. It's like, you know, those sweaters are beautiful and it's like, I get it, but holy shit, it's Toronto. Like I tell David, it might be the center of the universe, but it is the black hole for one hockey team because they can't do, I mean, they can't get out of their own way. And again, I'm a Minnesota fan. I'm 0-4 in Super Bowls. Without Kirby Puckett, we don't win as a twin. Like, I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot to go on, but I'm talking with Toronto fans this morning, and I'm just like, dude, you want me to drive to the house and just rock you? Like, you just want a hug? Like, it's hard. Warm you up
a bottle.
Right? And now, so let's ask the major question. Right now, Avalanche or the Field?
Ooh. I think the Field for sure.
Logical bet. No money included. man, the Avalanche look like they're on a different planet.
I'd like to truly, I'd like to see it as an Albertan. I would like to see the Battle of Alberta go down second round here. We need Calgary to take it down tonight, obviously at home, which is massive. But Connor McDavid, Leo Draisaitl, like it's the Connor McDavid show all day. I mean, we have some goaltending. The back end guys have been doing their job, throwing themselves in front of a lot of pucks, helping that component of the game. But man, that guy is just unbelievably good.
Well, and Leon just needs some rest. He's hurt. You can tell. He got that second assist on the first goal. And God, hey, when CC scores, you're going to win. That's the way I look at that, right? So, and it was not like it was an easy. It wasn't a weird shot. Like it was just from the side. It just wasn't, you know. And it's like it was different. But on radio, it sounded like he, you know, put it through his legs and flipped it over his head. But that wasn't the case when I saw the shot. But you know, and I'm watching this, and then of course I want Calgary to. I want Calgary to beat the fake North Stars. I can't ever root for Norm Green or Dallas. Someday on a podcast, we'll get a better Norm Green story because it's worth telling. But that being said, I just. Let's now again, you're living back across the border, but if you were in the desert and you heard the ESPN coverage, if you heard it at all, if you watched any of Bucci and these guys doing it?
No, I haven't. Is it gold?
Complete opposite. I'm a big Bucci guy because of the college hockey thing, but I mean, let's bring back Doc. Let's do anything that's not what they're doing. It's this should be fire. You know, it's, you know, where I grew up was fire wagon hockey, right? Like it should be just. Like even last night, we had the Edmonton feed on Sirius XM. And while I'm getting a commercial for the local insurance agency, these guys are yelling. I mean, they're yelling into the mic like that's playoff hockey to me, being a Minnesotan. And it's like, I don't understand the whole ESPN thing. And it, maybe it's not, I just don't get it. But man, I miss Doc Emmerich. Man, that's all I can say.
A little more excitement, eh? A little more wow factor there.
Yeah, no
kidding. It'll be an interesting night of hockey. I think this wraps up, tonight wraps up all of the first round of the playoffs, so we'll have a better insight into what's going on next week. But let's go Calgary. The first time and last time I'm ever going to say that, but yeah, let's get it done.
Daryl Dight thinks you're a great guy at this very moment, so God bless you. But the big thing for me is that how about all the sevens, right? Like, that's what makes hockey the best. Like, it's funny. I think NBA should go fives in the first two, because I really don't want to see it go seven, but I saw Boston beat Milwaukee today. So it's like, there's a lot of great sports on right now. And that's why I'm hoping this week lives up to it in golf. But you know what? It was good. I feel bad for David because I know he's a Boston guy, but it just seems like the same teams. It's like somehow Tampa Bay did that, what they shouldn't have, right? Like,
yep.
And then Cooper comes on and just the arrogance that reeks out of that dude, I just adore, right? Like he just thinks it's going to happen. And I love that in a coach. Yep. He just thinks it's going to happen. It's almost like he wills it, you know, and that's why the world needs to see Connor McDavid. They just do, you know, and Yamamoto he lives here. He's where I'm from. He's a Japanese American kid from Palos Verdes. And it's like, his hands are almost unbelievable to be on a line and to skate with those guys, right? Like on that power play last night when he went out, like my heart dropped. But it's like these guys, the world needs to see McDavid. Cause I even got into an argument with the guy that I went down with. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in the gym together and he's my boy, but it's like, he said he'd take Crosby over McDavid. And I said, what? I'll walk.
What?
I said, you can't live in 2008. That's not the way this works anymore. Like McDavid is but it's funny because he's from Edmonton. That's just the way it is.
Wow.
Because I'm telling you, people think differently and they still go back to, I was listening to Van Pelt's podcast last week and his kids call Ovechkin over chicken. So it's like, it's over chicken and Crosby still win in the States because that's the way people think, right? And it's the world needs to see Connor McDavid. It would have been a complete tragedy if Leon and Connor didn't make it to round two so that we could get better exposure. Cause this is the best sport in the world when it comes to playoffs. And I'm a football guy, but there's nothing like playoff hockey. There's just nothing.
Yeah, it's huge. It's great for all of the clubs. It's great for all the little economies that all these games are happening in. I mean, this is something that has been a bit of a drought for the NHL for the last couple of years with COVID and then the lockdowns and the bubbles and all that other bullshit. It's nice to see these arenas full. Fans are jacked. Everybody's wearing the jerseys. I mean, it was just insane last night at Rogers. I had a lot of buddies that were at the game firing TikTok videos off and firing Instagram videos off, and it looked like complete chaos. So really excited to see those guys go into the second round here. Hopefully they're going to give a beat down to the Flames and carry on to round three, but who knows? It's going to be exciting.
Well, it deserves it. You're right. It should be the Battle of Alberta and there should be some good teams. And I think that, you know what, if I had my way, I would just love to see the Avalanche, and the Oilers. I just want to see that series bad.
Love it. That's awesome. Well, DT goes in the ground on Thursday for the PGA Championship, Southern Hills. It's going to be exciting times in Oklahoma. Look forward to that. Have a great night, man. It's always a great chat. DJB, feel better. Hope the family recovers quick, and we'll catch everybody next week.
Hey, thanks. Hey, just real quickly, Paul Logan just sent me a text. One of his artists on the Apple Music chart for Big Loud had 7 of the top 10 records going in, or top 10 songs downloaded going into next week. So Congratulations to Big Loud and all they continue to do. Obviously, we got a lot of love from them, but they just keep doing it better than anybody else. So congrats to Austin and Paul and all of the artists, and they just keep moving it. So it's great to be part of that.
Awesome. Yeah, congrats, guys. And one of their artists is performing at the Billboard Music Awards tonight, so that's pretty exciting, too. Go check that out if you got some time away from hockey tonight. Folks, have a great night. It's always a pleasure. This is Tour Trash Sunday, wrapping it up. We'll catch everybody next week.
All right, Four Jack fam, it's major time in Tulsa. Golf's second major of the year, the PGA Championship, Southern Hills Country Club, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Get in on all the action this week from tee to green with DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can place any $5 bet, and who will win? Single round matchups and more. You get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. We're thinking Scotty Scheffler is probably the guy to keep your eyes on, but who knows? JT, Spieth, there's a lot of talent. Koepka seems to show up at these events, so who knows? J-Day's rounding into form. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state, you can still drive for show and putt for dough with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Golf Contest. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes this week. How huge? Over $10 million. Wow. It's easy to play. Just pick 6 golfers, stay under the salary cap, and submit your lineup before the tournament tees off on Thursday. Don't miss out on all the action this week with DraftKings. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Use code 4JACK at the sign up. Bet $5 on golf's second major and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code 4JACK only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Please see the show notes for details.